Welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, and brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Here in the studio again this week is Hector de la Torre, who of course leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, you're here with some late breaking news related to how Marylanders enrolled, the overall numbers for enrollment in the Maryland Health Connection. What's the top line story?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I think there were over 66,000 individuals who enrolled in a qualified health plan, meaning they got insurance through the connection. But that's out of 480,000 eligible. So not so great there. On the positive side, 263,000 individuals are now enrolled in Medicaid, and they went through the Maryland Health Connection to get it.
So that's indeed the silver lining to this
story. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, as we all know, the deadline was extended, and that has some positive implications. But what has to happen for those who entered late in the game?
Well, there were a lot of people who signed up at the last minute. They have between May 1st and May 15th to pay their first premium. Otherwise, their insurance will be canceled. If they have not received a bill, they should call the insurance company, not the health connection, to find a way to pay.
That's an important distinction. Once you've signed up, you no longer have anything to do with the Maryland Health Connection, or whether it's the Maryland one or the national one, is really the pass-through to then find the provider. And now it's between the newly insured and the provider.
Just like in the traditional insurance market, the health connection was just a gateway. Once you're in, and you deal with the insurance company like you would anywhere else.
Let's talk about briefly how Maryland may have compared to some other states. How did we do?
In terms of the health plan signups, it's definitely in the lower tier there. But on the Medicaid side, Maryland, like many other states, had robust signups for Medicaid, which is for lower-income people, an individual making up to $15,000 per year roughly, or a family of four up to $32,000 per year. So people who are in that income group signed up for Medicaid to, you know, pretty significant numbers, 263,000 during open enrollment.
Right. And the good news, of course, has to do with provisions for children.
Yes, absolutely. CHIP and the other programs for children allow...
That's the Children's Health Insurance Program,
yes,
CHIP.
Allows for children to get insurance. And so a lot of these 263,000 individuals were children. The really important thing about Medicaid, though, is there is no open enrollment for Medicaid. As we've said before on the show, you can sign up for Medicaid at any time if you are income eligible.
Got it. And then in terms of those who have a life event, you can also sign up at any point, and there's a whole range of criteria for that.
For health insurance itself, not Medicaid, there are some ways that you can get coverage even though you did not sign up by April 15th.
I know we have an upcoming show on life events, and we'll cover that in much greater detail. In the meantime, our listeners can go to transamericainstitute.org, and there is a wealth of information by clicking the Health Center. You can access that and find everything and anything you need to know. That's all we have time for. I'm Greg Tucker for ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.